communing with the Lord, making our relationship with Him amazingly personal. Prayer is humbly acknowledging His Lordship over all. Through the gift of prayer, we have the privilege of expressing our burdens, our praises, and our requests for God to move in our lives. If we could permanently etch one thing into your heart from this book, it would be that prayer matters more than you know. The perfect and holy Creator allows His beloved creations, made in His image, to communicate directly with Him. The fact that He listens to us, and more than that, welcomes us into His presence, is utterly miraculous. What an extraordinary gift! The purpose of prayer is not to bend God to our will, but rather to align our heart to His. God's will is revealed through His Word. As we abide in Scripture and as we pray, we are seeking God's will to be done. When we do this, we can be confident that He hears us. This is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. 1 John 5, verse 14. Even when we do not feel confident and do not know how to pray, we can still draw close to God in our weakness, knowing that we are not alone, that we cannot live in our own strength, and that our Savior understands our weakness. We can still rely on Him daily. The beautiful truth is that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Though we may lack the words to pray, the Lord never does. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Romans 8, verse 26. In marriage, when pain and weakness overwhelm us, when the tension of love and frustration stirs within us, when it seems like there is no clear path forward, prayer is the bridge of peace that brings connection between the one offering up a prayer and the Lord, as well as between spouses. Prayer is always the next right step. Prayer is essential for everyone because we are all made of flesh, which is weak, susceptible to temptation, and inclined to sin. Scripture warns us to watch and pray, guarding ourselves from temptation and the deceitfulness of sin. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26, verse 41. In prayer, we have the opportunity to reveal our hearts to our Heavenly Father. We get to offer Him our thoughts and feelings about what we are experiencing. We must trust the Lord in order to bring Him our worries and cares, our needs, our fears. We must lay aside our pride to appeal to the Lord and speak to the Author of life. In doing so, we receive from Him the gift of relationship, answered prayers, met needs, life-changing transformation, and transcending peace. So may we experience the breath and heartbeat of prayer as we bolster the courage to enter into the throne room of grace and faith, believing that He will move in our lives and marriages. May we have the assurance and fortitude to pray without ceasing. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Ephesians 6, verse 18.
The power of prayer. We hope that by sharing our journey of experiencing the power of prayer in our marriage, you will be inspired to build your own daily habit of prayer. The impact of prayer in our lives and in our marriage has been extraordinary. Although we grew up learning how to pray and were committed to praying often, we did not know how vital prayer is to our marriage until we were desperate for it. In the first few years of our marriage, we experienced the pain of hardship. Finances often brought us to our knees in prayer. The burden of school loan debt, the stress of searching for good-paying jobs during the recession, and the consistent daily demand of our responsibilities brought concerns we had to handle as a married couple. We also realized we needed to grow in the way we communicated with one another, especially during conflict. When we felt frustrated and hurt, we would surrender our hearts and our emotions to God in prayer, pleading with Him to help us understand each other. Countless times we have felt divided in how we feel, think, and perceive circumstances, and the only thing that helps us feel connected again is praying together. In addition to struggles with finances, communication, and challenging circumstances, we experienced a specific issue in marriage that lasted 4 years. I experienced